We welcome you back to Winchester, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Going to stand up in the second half. Maybe that'll get some good mojo back going the other way. But we're about 60 seconds away from kickoff. Ken, your keys to the second half.
Take it one play at a time. You've got to come out, though, on this first drive for Jeff North. You've got to stop him. And if you can create a turnover, that'd be even better and get something positive to go.
30-0 is the score. Jefferson County North on top. Damon Schmidt, son of Coach Chris Schmidt, on the headset in the booth or just shy of the booth. He was smiling when he came up and visited with us. But as he said, hey, we've been on the other side of these multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, but still, trying to find some silver lining in this one. But see what the Eagles have in store for the remainder of the 24 minutes.
Yes.
Because you take away those four turnovers. The offense has not looked very good.
No.
With those four turnovers. But defense has stopped JCN when given the space to do so.
Yes, they have.
Fowler has things teed up at his own 40-yard line. Connor Kearns. And Will Elias back deep for Jefferson County North. Eagles going left to right in this third quarter. Angling kickover going to be fielded by Elias at the 12-yard line. Looking for a block. Got one. Is at the 30 before being tripped up by the 30-yard marker.
Yeah.
Head of steam if he gets into that second wave. Look out. But it'll be a 19-yard return. Going to bring up first and 10 for the Chargers at their own 31-yard line.
Yeah, that time the 30 did a nice job. It did its part.
Still looking for some scores from around the area. Looking for that Linden West Elk score, but unsuccessful in doing so. First and 10. Going in motion is Connor Severs. And then a handoff taken by Ethan Knoll. He'll get forward progress for a gain of about one on the play.
Ethan Knoll, number seven, for a gain of two on the play.
Nice job that time by the D-line coming up, getting a quick stop.
Call it a gain of two on the play for Ethan Knoll. Brings up second and 8 from the 33-yard line. Ball in the near hash. Chargers break their huddle. Going right to left. Going to be a shotgun formation. Two receivers up top. Tight end Manville here over in the near side. Grady Knoll takes the snap. Two-strip drop. Going to be a quick pass. It looks like it was deflected at the line. Looks like Braden Fowler got a hand up on it. Brings up third down.
Yeah, nice job by Braden. Get that mid up there and get that deflection. Yeah, force him to punt here.
Third and 8. Ball at their own 32-yard line. They need their own 40 to keep the drive alive. Going to be two receivers up top, two receivers here on the near side. Knoll in the shotgun formation. Knoll takes a snap. Five-step drop. It's going to be a screen over to Ethan Knoll. He's got a first down looking for more. He's at the 45 now, midfield. Big block downfield. He's at the 40 now, 35-30. Breaks another tackle. One man to beat. He breaks out of it, but they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. But a huge play for JCN. Ethan Knoll stepping out of bounds just shy of the 15-yard line.
Ethan Knoll is an impressive running back.
53-yard passing play.
They're like, okay, if you're going to blitz up the front, we're going to go around with the screen.
The game plan for Jeff Schneider has been fruitful tonight for JCN, and they're knocking on the door once again, looking to add to their 30-0 lead. 1 minute gone by in quarter number three. Chargers break their huddle, two receivers up top. Actually going to be trips to the right. Pistol set for Grady Knoll. Going to be an option over on the far side. Knoll looking for a hole outside the tackle box. Pushes his way forward. Looks like he's going to have a gain of about seven.
Brady Knoll with quarterback keeper.
You know, Michael, when a game gets out of hand, it, suddenly the cold starts to you start
absolutely. Adrenaline's really set off. Here in a little light jacket, I did not dress appropriately, kid.
Oh, it's like okay. Now we're feeling the cold.
Don't pass. Just run.
Yeah.
Don't stop that clock. Second. And a short four after the rush by Grady Knoll at the Eagle 10-yard line now. Shotgun formation. Grady Knoll will send a man in motion right to left. That's the receiver, Kearns. He'll take it, or actually not. It will be kept by Knoll. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another one into the end zone. Grady Knoll with yet another score. And the Chargers lead up a 36-0. 9:58 remaining. They made it look easy on that drive going 69 yards.
They did.
The two-point conversion upcoming. That was Grady Knoll's third touchdown on the ground. And he's in a shotgun formation for the two-point. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Kearns. He pushes his way forward. And I thought he broke the plane, but they're going to say no good on the conversion attempt. The Eagles defense holds from short distance. But JCN leads OP 36-0. You're listening to Eagle Playoff Football on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM.
Area High School Football is brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Jason and Hannah Hubert of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing the Opie Eagles good luck in the postseason. They're ready to help you with home buying and listing. And by Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, cattle, and now taking deer by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Area High School Football being brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding community for generations. Paul Dean, attorney at law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decision. And Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House.
36-0, we find ourselves. Jefferson County North leading Oping. 2 minutes gone by in the third quarter. 69-yard drive capped off by a 10-yard touchdown score by Grady Knoll. And Opie has the return, taken by Ethan Redeker. He's going to get out to the 36-yard line. I'll try and regroup the offense.
Yeah, I'll get a... You hate to say it, but simple. Get a first down.
Yeah, they've got two. They've got two on the night, plagued by four first-half turnovers. But the offense, much in part by the JCN defense, has been out of sync here in the first 24 minutes. High formation for Ethan Redeker. Going to be a dive taken by Abbott Bailey. Spins down just shy of the 40-yard line. Flag comes in on the near side judge. Face masks get the indication. It'll be the third penalty of the evening against JCN. And it'll be a first down for the Eagles. 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, and get them in the JCN territory.
So it was a 4-yard rush by Bailey, and then aided by another 15 more yards on the penalty. Third first down for the Eagles. So they got the first down JCN territory for only the second time tonight. Previous time ended with an interception. Going to be a triple option kept by Ethan Redeker, and he gets met at the line of scrimmage and is pushed back to midfield for a loss of four.
This is the one game this year that I've seen the Opie offensive line just get completely dominated.
Yeah, so they got some new faces out there. So, you know, you mentioned Jaden Curzon was kind of gimpy out there, but we got Kel Weekly out there, Braden Fowler, I believe Thane Schmidt is still the center. But, yeah, Kel Weekly is now the right tackle. So I don't know if Isaac Knuth has moved somewhere else on the line. Thane Schmidt's still out there. But, yeah, I don't see Isaac Knuth on that right tackle spot. But shotgun formation, second and 13 for the Eagles. Fullback, Lineman, and tailback looking for Brecken. McGuire downfield. McGuire pulls it in at the 25-yard line. 25-yard pass from Ethan Redeker to Brecken McGuire. Biggest play of the night so far for the OP Eagles.
And it was Brecken McGuire.
Yeah.
The PA announcer.
Made the halftime adjustment.
Yeah.
Second first down this drive in the Eagles. Best opportunity of the evening. 25 yards out now. 8.5 remaining in the third quarter. They trail JCN 36-0. I formation, Redeker under center, going to be a toss sweep, taken by Abbott. Bailey's got a good hole, pushes his way forward for a gain of about 3 as the hole collapses very quickly, but still positive yards for the Eagles.
And I would love to tell the JCN people, that was Opie's third-string quarterback passing the ball to the second-string quarterback, who we don't know what they could have done with Brecken been healthy.
Correct, absolutely. Brecken went down right at the regular season finale against Central Heights with a concussion and was limited in the victory against, did not play in the victory against Northeast Arma, and then has really kind of come on well in the wide receiver spot. Two-step drop for Ethan Redeker. Blitz Cummings got McGuire over the middle and a hit by, I think that was Will Elias, jarring the ball loose from
Brecken McGuire.
But McGuire's taking some big hits in the quarterback spot, but that was just a good football hit from behind from Elias to jar that ball loose. It was a first down, but it brings up third and a long 7 after the incompletion.
Well, for somebody that just got off of concussion protocol, that was kind of a jarring hit.
Absolutely. Third and a long 7 from the Charger, 22-yard line for the OP Eagles. Trips to the left, tight end Whitmore on the right side. Redeker, good pocket. Pocket starting to collapse. Now he throws it out of a sack and will fall incomplete. Whitmore was in the area. Yeah, RB Tweed with the pressure, one of the better names in high school football. Making his presence felt. We
yes.
said that 2 years ago. That's an all-timer right there.
Uh-huh.
But RB, playing the DL, gets the pressure and brings up fourth down for the Eagles.
Yeah, he did. Nice job by Tweed and getting in there. RB Tweed.
Well, they've got some size on the defensive line that's a little bit above and beyond from what the Eagles are putting out there.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lone set for Ethan Redeker. Trips up top. Two receivers here on the near side. 4th and 7. Redeker, pocket collapsing. Steps up. Has a receiver. McGuire tipped over to Cade Whitmore. And it falls incomplete. And the Eagles turn it over on downs. Have their best look of the evening from 22 yards out, but unable to capitalize.
And like you said, Michael, this is, you hope that Brecken and Abbott and those freshmen and sophomores remember this night and use it as motivation for the next couple of years.
Yeah, you've got a lot of underclassmen playing significant moments. Braden Lineman out there. You got Colton Redeker, Eli Markowitz, all underclassmen, let alone, you know, the alignment of Kel Weekly and Isaac Knuth and Jaden Curzon. But shotgun formation for Grady Noel. Breaks one tackle in the line of scrimmage. Breaks another before being brought down at the sticks, maybe for a gain of 11.
And Grady Noel just about broke that.
Came close. He had one man to beat.
Yep.
Noel with 3 touchdowns so far. 1,000 yards on the ground. 1,000 yards through the air now for the senior Grady Noel. Of course, JCN has not advanced into a sub-state appearance in program history. And they're about 18 minutes away from doing so with a 36-0 lead. Shotgun formation. Noel takes the snap, hands it off to Kearns, and he is going to go the distance. 40, 35, 30, 20, 10, pay dirt. 67-yard score by Connor Kearns. And that brings our score 42-0, 6.5 to play in the third.
Yeah.
Ken, we're starting to see, do we see a running clock at this opportunity if Opie does not find any life?
I think we will.
A huge play there by Connor Kearns. That's his second touchdown of the evening, and they're in for the 2-point.
In this half, they've done the they've gone the distance with it. We've seen the explosiveness of Jeff North here in this half.
Looking to add to their 42-0 lead. Going to be a handoff taken by Kearns again, and he will score from there. 44-0. Jefferson County North now leads Opie. You are listening to Opie Playoff Football on 1400 KVUE AM 96.9 FM.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Two-play drive going at 78 yards for the JCN Chargers. 67-yard scamper to make it 44-0 by Connor Kearns. Pretty much the same that we saw in the first half. Of course,
yeah.
Ken, you mentioned that they're kind of doing it more, the length of the field on both of their drives. But it's still all Jefferson County North in this one.
Well, like even their first scoring drive was a 10-play, 20-some-yard drive. But these last two have been boom, boom.
Kick fielded by Eli Markowitz on the far sideline. Breaks the tackle before being brought down at the 38-yard line, so a decent return of about 18 yards. Still trying to, of course, we got several ball games going on in the area. Also on our KVUE airwaves, Care Paravel at Chase County on Country 101.7 FM. Dylan Sherwood on the call over on the Country.
I do have an update. 28-12, Care Paravel at the half.
Handoff taken by Abbott Bailey, I believe. Yeah, taken by Abbott for a gain of 2 on the play. 44-0 midway through the third quarter. Ball at the Eagle 40-yard line, 2nd and 8. Split back formation, Redeker under center. Takes the snap. Going to be a crossbuck taken by Braden Linneman. He will get nothing on the play. Maybe a gain of 1. Actually, that was Linneman. Linneman with a 1-yard carry brings up 3rd and 7 from the Eagle 41-yard line. Needing something here. They had 2 first downs on their drive in the second half, but stalled out from 22 yards out with a turnover on downs. Going to be a lone set for Redeker. Trips up top, 2 receivers here on the near side. Redeker takes the snap. Looking over to his left. He's got a receiver on the sticks. It's Brecken McGuire. 10-yard gain, first down for the Eagles. So just a nice little curl route coming back. Knew he had beyond the sticks and keeps the drive alive.
Yeah, nice route run that time by McGuire.
Fresh set of downs at just shy of midfield for the Eagles. 4:45 and counting in quarter number three. Looking for their first score of the night, trailing things 44-0. Not many times Oakley's been on the other side of a game like this.
No.
Lone set once again for Redeker. Pressure coming. It's going to be just a draw. He's got a first down looking for more. He's at the 35 before being brought down. Late flag. I think that's going to be a face mask.
Yep.
I don't think it's a hold. Fowler's right there at the marker. We'll see what the indication is. It's going to be a gain of 17, 18 yards if it's not negated by a penalty. Personal foul.
Targeting.
Targeting. So add 15 more. So good run there by Ethan. And another penalty for JCN. That'll push him back. Or it keep on advancing the Eagles all the way down to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, let's get some points here.
Finish off the drive. ...44-0 our score, 4:15 and counting after the long run and then the penalty marked off. Furthest the Eagles have advanced down the field all night long. Lone set once again, trips here on the near side, two up top. Redeker in a lone set takes a snap. Two-step drop's going to just be a screen to Abbott Bailey over here on the near side. He'll get positive yards for a gain of about three on the play. I call it two.
Yeah, but positive yards. Positive yards.
Second and eight now from the Jefferson County North 17 for the Eagles. 3.5 remaining in quarter number three. Looking to start the comeback.
Yeah. And get that zero off the board.
Lone set trips to the right. Redeker takes the snap. Two-step drop looking downfield in the pocket. Brings it up. It's going to be intercepted by Connor Kearns. He's at the one, now five. Gets it out to the 12-yard line. That's the fifth turnover for the Eagles. In the area for Opie, trying to bring it down, I believe, was Corey Yao, but unable to bring it down, and it'll be a turnover on the play. Actually, that was I think Peyton Glenn, but empty possession once again, fifth turnover for the Eagles. Abbott Bailey is a little slow. He's helped off the field. But 44-0 our score, 3:07 remaining, 15-yard interception return by Connor Kearns. He had the big touchdown run from 67 yards last time. Grady Knoll takes the snap, hands it off to Connor Kearns once again, spins down to the 21-yard line after a gain of seven.
You know, as bad as Opie's been playing, this has just been an impressive performance by Jeff County North.
Motivated team.
Yeah.
Looking for their first ever sub-state appearance. And maybe with a rematch with St. Mary's. Of course, Pittsburgh Colgan was leading at the half. Colgan would have the home game if they hold on to that ball game. Second and seven now, or second and three after the 7-yard run. Ball at their own 20-yard line for JCN. Shotgun formation. Noel going to be a quarterback keeper. Excellent tackle at the line of scrimmage, or at least met initially at the line of scrimmage by Isaac Miller, but kind of spins out of it for a 2-yard gain, brings up third and short.
Yeah, nice tackle that time by Miller.
Close game in 8-man D2. El Saline 44, Hoxie 42 final.
Oh.
Just coming through over on the west side. Hoxie can start wrestling on Monday. Third and short for JCN. Buck 40 left to go in the third quarter. They lead things 44-0. Grady Knoll, bunch set, double tight end set. Opie will stack eight in the box. This is going to be a quarterback keeper by Knoll. Spin move, got a first down, dives forward down to the 28-yard line for a gain of five. Seventh first down for JCN. 90 seconds remaining in quarter number three. They break their huddle at their own 28-yard line. Actually still waiting for the play call coming in from the sideline.
Yeah, they just moved the huddle up a little bit.
Grady Knoll running it into the huddle. Now they break it. Still plenty of time on the play clock. There goes 10 seconds. Bunch set, shotgun formation. Grady Knoll takes the snap, hands it off to Connor Kearns. Head of steam!
Oh, man.
And he's going to have another one. This time, from 72 yards, Connor Kearns makes it 50-0. Jefferson County North, 44 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Wow.
So Kearns, three-headed monster of Grady Knoll, Ethan Knoll, and Connor Kearns. But it's been Kearns leading the attack. His third touchdown and second one from 67 yards or more, this time from 72 yards out. That pushes him to 165 yards.
Yeah, Ethan Knoll's the power back and Kearns is the sprinter.
Snap taken by Grady Knoll, handed it off to Ethan Knoll. Breaks three tackles before getting into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 52-0 is our score. We'll step aside, have continued coverage of the Eagles in the playoffs on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM.
Area High School Football is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. Open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 620-475-3386. By Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Haig Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue, Emporia.
We mentioned it earlier on our call, Ken, that this game kind of had a feeling that it might get out of hand in that first quarter, first half. And we mentioned the 2018 state championship game where the Eagles fell to Smith Center 59-0. In that ball game, there was a good nucleus of freshmen and sophomores. Those freshmen and sophomores took that loss, and they had a deep play postseason run in 2019 before becoming back-to-back undefeated state champions in 2021. This almost has some similarities here tonight.
Yes,
52-0, Jefferson County North leads. Still 44 seconds remaining in this third quarter. But Connor Kearns, long scores of 67 and 72 yards here in the third quarter. Kick going to be fielded by Ethan Redeker at the 20-yard line, looking for a seam. Breaks a tackle, still on his feet over on the far sideline, going to be angled out of bounds and pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So good return there by Ethan Redeker.
Number one, Ethan Redeker with carry.
Yeah, just, this is just, it's stunning. Well, I keep saying that word, but it is. But we know that the young Eagles, we hopefully will learn the lesson from tonight.
36 seconds left on the clock. Opie with a first and 10 ball on the far hash at their own 40-yard line. Had some drive stall here in the second or in the third quarter. One from a turnover on downs, and this previous drive, an interception in the end zone. Brody Cole going in motion, have some flag before the snap. It's going to be a false start against the Eagles. That'll be their first penalty of the contest. Of course, Eagles plagued by five turnovers.
Yeah.
Ken, you mentioned it in our pregame. You got to take care of the football, and that's Eagles have done anything but that tonight.
Five turnovers to nothing. You're you're not going to be in too many games when that happens.
Maybe only a handful of games in Opie history that might have had a handful of turnovers.
Yeah.
Wing set, Brody Cole going in motion. Going to be a option fullback dive to Braden Linneman. Gets 2 yards on the play.
Number 22, Colton Redeker with the carry.
Actually, that was, excuse me, Colton Redeker came in there on that one. Snuck in on me. Brings up 2nd and 13 for the Eagles. That'll most likely be the last play of the quarter. The Eagles do not get the snap off. So, heading into the fourth quarter, Jefferson County North leads Opie 52-0. You're listening to postseason coverage of the Opie Eagles on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM.
Area High School Football being brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. The city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Opie Playoff Football brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your DIY projects.
Welcome back to Winchester, Kansas, Jefferson County North High School. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Fourth quarter getting underway. Opie trails JCN 52-0. Play action pass taken by Ethan Redeker, throws it up for grabs. Connor Kearns knocking it down. Looked like they were looking for Peyton Glenn on that. And the clock will run in this fourth quarter.
Yep.
So it brings up 3rd and 13 after the incompletion.
Yeah, so one of the referees reminding the press box, it's cold out here.
But JCN, of course, looking for sub-state appearance number one after their 9-1 on the season. First ever sub-state appearance. They've previous round of eight was in 2017 that ended at the hands of the Opie Eagles, but they are returning the favor and then some here tonight. Trip to the right, shotgun formation, Redeker. Blitz coming, steps up in the pocket. RB Tweed giving some pressure. Redeker throws it up. Whitmore unable to bring it down. Connor Kearns with the coverage, and it falls incomplete, bringing up fourth down. Waverly Teskett in four overtimes now, Ken. Is
yes.
That right?
Let me just got an update.
That's a classic one on the six-man ranks. Of course, high school 10 yards out each try. So Fowler in for the punt. He's got his work.
I thought I had an update, but I don't.
Good snap, and the punt is away from Fowler. Booming kick. Stepping up to receive it, Will Elias at his own 30. He's got some blocks. He's now at the 40 before being brought down right there. 10-yard return by Will Elias. 10-15 and counting here in the fourth quarter. JCN leads the Opie Eagles 52-0.
Did see an update, 27-20. Well, we already remember that, 27-20, Nemos Central over Osage City at the half. That's a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, of course, one of the losses for the Eagles tonight or on the season was to Osage City, 14-0. So, yeah, 45-45 is that Waverly Teskett score heading into the fourth overtime.
Oh,
Colgan
my.
Leading St. Mary's 27-8. That game's in the fourth quarter. Conway Springs over Marion 21-14 in the fourth quarter. And then a final score for Medicine Lodge, Valley Heights. Medicine Lodge 48-30.
Nice. run by number 21, Eli Weiser.
Eli Weiser with the carry from 5 yards away. Gets it to their own 45-yard line. Second and 5 upcoming.
Well, Michael, as many games that we had there with running clocks this year, it's not surprised, kind of surprising that we're ending with one.
Yeah, I know it. But still looking for some scores from around the area. But second and 5 for JCN, 9 minutes and counting. Running clock here in the fourth quarter with the 52-0 advantage for the Chargers. Low snap going through the hands of Grady Knoll. He'll fall on it, basically negating the run of Weiser, and pushes them back to a 3rd and 10.
That might have been the worst offensive play of the night for JCN. And
it's been all JCN in this one, of course. Yes. Connor Kearns with two big touchdown runs in that third quarter, 67 yards and 72 yards. But 52-0 we find ourselves. Largest loss in Opie history was that Smith Center game, 59-0. Third and 11 for JCN. Shotgun formation for Grady Knoll. Takes the snap, going to hand off to Miser. Bowls over a defender, pushing the pile. Gets to the 47-yard line, brings up 4th and 3.
And they're sending the punting unit out. I think this is going to be a score, Michael, though, that's going to shock people around the state.
I think so. I mean, as Coach Schmidt mentioned, it was an underdogs for the Eagles in this one, but I don't think it was going to be anything to this outcome or of this score. Hayden is leading Parsons 57-13, nearly getting the punt block. They're going to say it was tipped. A lot of contact there by Rowdy O'Rear getting into Elias. The JCN faithful wanting the personal foul penalty. They're saying it was tipped first, so O'Rear had the advantage to hit that. So
Rowdy tipped it and then hit the punter.
finally have a score out of Linden West Elk. Halftime, Linden leading West Elk 50-12.
Oh.
So I mentioned it in August that was probably going to decide who was going to go to Newton. Of course, they met up in the quarterfinals, but that's a pretty good Linden ball team that we've seen. And, of course, still looking for a score update out of Dylan Sherwood with Care Paravel and Chase County. I formation for the Eagles, 1st and 10 at their own 24-yard line. And going nowhere on the dive, loss of 2 on the carry by Bailey.
Tackle for a loss on the play by number 70, Grant Berman.
So Eagles trying to stop the shutout. They're faced with a 2nd and 12 at their own 25-yard line, halfway through this fourth quarter. 52-0 is our score. It's been all Jefferson County North tonight. I formation, Redeker under center. Takes the snap, going to be a quarterback keeper on the option. Gets a gain of about 3 on the play, and will bring up 3rd and 8.
Michael, this game reminds me of a game though I did many years ago where I thought it was going to be a close game, and at the half it was 40-something Centralia over Linden, and it's like second half it's just like but that they do happen. It's just when it's on your side, it kind of snakes.
3rd and 8 for the Eagles. I formation for Ethan Redeker. Play action pass, looking downfield. It's got a receiver in McGuire going up to catch it. I think he brings it in. It's going to be pass interference regardless. McGuire bringing it down at the 49-yard line for a gain of 23.
Brecken McGuire has had a nice game at the receiver spot.
Yeah, 4 receptions. Trying to see that's going to be 65 yards.
And he's made some nice catches. Of course, next year he may be back at receiver if Dexon Holdings
correct Correct. I know that was the discussion I'm sure Dex was having. Is this like, you know, with a freshman quarterback taking over my spot with my injury, you know, do I get that back when I come back as a senior? So mm-hmm. that'll be an interesting dilemma for Coach Schmidt and company heading into 2024. But McGuire, of course, he's a star-studded basketball player, but of course wished he did not have to worry about next year. No, Opie's going to have a false start. Two guys in motion. I believe that was Jaden Curzon getting a little excited on the left tackle when the player went in motion. But 4 minutes and counting now. Eagles were inside JCN territory, but now being pushed back to their 46-yard line. They trail things 52-0. But trying to make something out of nothing here on most likely will be their last drive of the contest. Plagued by five turnovers here tonight. They break their huddle, first and 15 at their own 46-yard line. Wing formation. Going in motion is Bailey, left to right. Going to be a reverse. Taken by Brody Cole. He's at midfield now, 45. Got a good block downfield, 30. Now 25 before being brought down at the 24-yard line. Excellent run there by Brody Cole for a gain of 28.
We do have a final. It is 58-12 Linden over West Elk. And they are going into a fifth overtime in Waverly.
Unsure if that's scores or lack of scores in that overtime affair for Waverly Tescott, but congratulations to Michael Massey and company advancing on to the sub-state appearance with that victory.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, good season once again by Chris Haig, you know, Opie's own Chris Haig, down there at West Elk. Fresh set of downs for the Eagles inside JCN territory at the 22-yard line. 2.5 minutes remaining. Trips to the right, shotgun formation for Ethan Redeker, trying to negate the goose egg. Two-step drop. Pressure coming. Looking over the middle. He's got McGuire.
Oh.
And it goes incomplete. Actually, I believe that was Brody Cole. That falls incomplete. Brings up second and 10. Of course, running clock here in this quarter. 2 minutes remaining. Coach Schmidt taking his time getting the play call from the sideline. Eli Markowitz running it in. Going to have to hustle out of the huddle. They break their huddle with a 1:45 remaining. Shotgun formation, trips to the right. Let him in the fullback in the backfield with Redeker. Takes the snap. Pressure coming up the middle. Good pocket holding, though, and a turnover once again. Redeker finding the hands of another JCN player. The sixth turnover of the evening for the Eagles, and that will most likely do it.
Yeah, that drive looked good, but again, a turnover.
Six tonight, four interceptions, two turnovers. Ethan Redeker has played significant moments for these Eagles, and you just hope or you just hate that it ends that way for him.
Yes.
Tried putting the team on his back and was unsuccessful tonight. Should be just one snap for JCN here. They take the snap and the victory formation. And our final score will be 52-0. We'll get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, tally our stats, try and get an interview with Coach Schmidt, talk about his seniors, talk about what happened tonight, kind of recap this season, recap the season we saw on the Area Game of the Week, and preview what's to come in basketball now.
Yeah.
As the Eagles season concludes, they lose tonight 52-0, concluding their season at 8-3, Jefferson County North advancing to 10-1, their first ever trip to the sub-state round. But you've been listening to Opie Playoff Football on 1400 KBUE AM, 96.9 FM. The Rich Door Company post-game show is next.
Area High School Football being brought to you by Boone Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agents Brian Fillinger and Dylan Redeker. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Alfie Playoff Football brought to you by Kansas Sleep Solutions. Dr. Cole Meyer with Kansas Sleep Solutions is here to help you get the quality sleep you deserve. Check them out at sleepsolutionsks.com. By Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. And by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Area High School Football is brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Jason and Hannah Hubert of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing the Opie Eagles good luck in the postseason. They're ready to help you with home buying and listing. And by Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, cattle, and now taking deer by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Area High School Football being brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding community for generations. Paul Dean, attorney at law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decision. And Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House.
Olpe Playoff Football brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area High School Football is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. Open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 620-475-3386. By Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Haig Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue, Emporia.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Area High School Football being brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. The city of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. And BNS Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Olpe Playoff Football brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by All-Star Rental and U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, They have everything you need for your DIY projects.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Deeker and Ken Hansen trying to get an interview with Coach Schmitz, but 52-0 is our final score. Eagle season concludes at 8-3. Jefferson County North advancing onto their first sub-state appearance in program history, 10-1 on the season, and they were a team that was poised tonight, but we'll go ahead and get into these postgame stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. As we mentioned, 52-0 was our final score, and Ken has rejoined the broadcast set, and we'll go over those scoring plays for the Jefferson County North Chargers.
All right. It all got underway with 10:33 to go in the first quarter. Jefferson County North started the first drive at the OP 39-yard line. And with 4:51 to go in the first quarter, Kearns got his first touchdown of the night on a 9-yard run. 2-point conversion was good, and they led 8-0. Then that's when it all started going south, because Ethan Knoll had the 17-yard punt return with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. 2-point conversion was good, and they led 16-0. They extended the lead to 22-0 on a Grady Knoll, his first touchdown of the night on a 3-yard touchdown run with 8:56 to go in the first quarter. That capped off a 6-play, 22-yard drive that took 3:21 off the clock. Then they extended it to 30-0 on a Grady Knoll 35-yard touchdown run with 6:59 to go in the first half on a 2-play, 42-yard drive, and they led 30-0 at the half. They got on the board for the first time in the second half with 9:58 to go on Grady Knoll's 10-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was no good, and they led 36-0. They extended that lead. They extended that lead with a Kearns 67-yard touchdown run, and that was a 2-play, 78-yard drive, and they extended it to 52-0 with 3:44 to go in the third quarter on a Kearns 72-yard touchdown run. Just like that, those drives in the first half were fairly methodical for them, even though they only had short distances to go. But Michael, that second half, it was all quick strike plays from a long distance, and the two halves really were different. Even for JCN, those long drives, or not very long, but not very long as far as distance wise, but methodical drives in the first half, and then boom, boom, boom in the second half.
Yeah, it was certainly, lopsided, but you said it was the turnovers for the Eagles that set up JCN with great field position in the first half.
Yes.
But it was, like you said, those quick, long-distance runs by Connor Kearns and those long drives in that second half that really capped off that 52-0 victory for JCN. Now getting into the individual stats, Ken, that was pretty impressive stuff. I know you were just coming up from getting Coach Schmidt. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh, that was out of breath,
cold.
It's like, okay, get it done.
Let's rip the Band-Aid off. So for individual stats for the Eagles, 9 carries for 19 yards for Ethan Redeker, 7 carries for 10 yards for Abbott Bailey, 5 carries for 4 yards for Braden Linneman, 1 carry for 2 yards for Colton Redeker, and 1 carry for 22 yards for Brody Cole. Ethan Redeker was 6 out of 19 in the passing game for 79 yards. Brecca McGuire, bright spot, 4 receptions for 65 yards. Bailey with 2 receptions for 14. Opie had 6 first downs and 6 turnovers, 4 through the air and 2 putting the ball on the ground. For JCN, 16 carries for 76 yards for Grady Knoll. 5 carries for 16 yards for Ethan Knoll, 8 carries for 165 yards for Connor Kearns, 2 carries for 13 yards for Eli Weiser. Grady Knoll also 4 out of 9 in the passing game for 100 yards. His receivers, Calvin Manville, Ethan Knoll, and Connor Kearns, and Connor Elias also with receptions. 7 first downs for JCN. That once again brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. Coach Schmidt now up in the Rich Door Company postgame show. Coach, obviously not the outcome you would have hoped for tonight. 52-0 loss, 8-3 on the season. Sum up what you saw tonight.
Well, Michael, you know, going into this game, the honest answer was we had to play an almost perfect game. Just seeing them on film, and, you know, I remember them from 2 years ago. And they honestly, 2 years ago, probably played us defensively as well as anybody we had on our way to winning state. And they were tough then, and they're all back. And they've made those extra steps the last 2 years to put themselves in this position. And, you know, so the credit goes to Jeff North and their coaching staff. They've done a great job. They're prepared well. They do a lot of fundamentals really well. And so going back to your question, you know, we start with turning the ball over, third play of the game. You know, we had a couple positive plays, and we went into the game thinking that 5 yards for us is a good game. And if we can do enough of that and keep the ball in our possession, you know, tweak out a score here or there and keep their offense off the field, we could possibly be around. But when you turn the ball over like we did, and again, it's not that kids just gave it up. They made good plays. That play was, I think their linebacker put their helmet on the football. You know, this, and then we get it back, and Ethan scrambling, a guy gets him kind of from the side, knocks it away. They pick it up, score, and that's, you know, that was kind of the tell the story. A little disappointing. We didn't fight hard enough, I thought. And, you know, even the second half, they did some of the same plays at us over and over again, and we never really learned how to defend it. And that's frustrating because usually we get burned or get something to happen, we make adjustments. So that's something we got to work on. And, again, some of that's young kids. We got to see it. We got to learn from it and go from there.
Now, you know, all 3 year losses come to deep postseason teams. Hayden's going to advance tonight with a victory over Parsons and be a contender in 3A. Looks like Osage City's probably going to fall to Nebraska Central. And then, obviously, JCN's got an excellent opportunity to go down to Pittsburgh-Colgan and advance out to Hayes. But you guys had to overcome a lot of adversity, more so than any in recent memory, with the injury sustained, putting key players, you know, key freshmen in big moments, key sophomores, those underclassmen coming in big. And Coach, I mentioned it when it was 30-0 in the first half. I said this is starting to feel pretty similar to that Smith Center game back in 2018. But that same team had a young nucleus that took that and parlayed that into some pretty fine seasons. Were you?
Yeah.
Is it easy? I mean, me and Damon kind of had to talk right after halftime about the same thing.
Yeah, and I'll talk a lot more with my kids when I go in the locker room, but I've already mentioned that we have a motivation. You're going to see 52-0 around us next year, just as a reminder of what we got to do to get better. And, you know, I think these kids will battle. I think they'll learn from it. We'll have to. Otherwise, we'll get some of the same results when we get this time of the season again. But, again, just when we set back here in a week or two and football's all done with everybody, it was a successful year. And like you said, we had to go through a lot of adversity. You know, I'm not sure when the last time we lost a starting quarterback, you know, and Dexton was one of those kids that at the time he got hurt, he was starting to be kind of a playmaker. And, you know, we kind of liked that throughout the year. And then, you know, we just had several other pieces, you know, Blake, obviously, and Dalton and some of those kids. Just we had to fight with some arms. Some kids come back, and a lot of adversity, so they stuck with it, and they battled, and, you know, that's something to be proud of.
Now, Coach, I don't want to keep you from the locker room any further, but I do want to give you the opportunity to talk about those nine seniors. You know, some of them not able to suit up tonight, but they have been a big part of this program for the last 4 years. State champions their freshman, sophomore year, deep postseason run last year, another deep postseason run tonight. If you want to go individually or just summarize the nine.
I'll just kind of summarize, Michael, because there's, you know, they're all meaningful. You know, you talk about the freshman and sophomore year. We went to state championships. We don't do it without them. And something that will always stick in my mind about those 2 years, that last month of the season when we were playing postseason games, I truly, and I still believe this day, that some of our scout teams during the week were almost as good as the teams we played on Friday night. And that's a credit to these kids and these seniors, a lot of them. They helped prepare us well, and there was a difference this year. And nothing against our young kids, but we had some young kids on the varsity side, so we were even younger on the other side. And that made a difference. We couldn't kind of get the looks, and that group really gave us good looks those 2 years. And then as they progressed the last 2 years, some of those kids, you know, have stepped up. You know, I know if I start talking about them, I'll forget somebody. But, you know, obviously Blake's been a big part for 3 years, you know, being a part of that state championship that last year. And then, you know, then you got Ethan, Isaac, Braden, Rowdy. Those four, you know, kind of stepped in, some as a sophomore, a little bit of sophomore year. And then obviously last year, big parts of it. You got Thane, who, again, come in. He did some last year on the offensive line. And this year he was pretty solid at the center spot. You got Dalton, who just hardworking kid, loves the game of football. It means everything to him, but just struggled with injuries throughout. And that's a tough thing because I know what it means to him. Brody Cole's another one, again, stepped into a role this year and had some good moments. And, you know, has always been a part of those other things the last couple of years. Corden Olson didn't get an opportunity this year. He had some shoulder issues from the very beginning and made that tough choice of just being a part of the team, and I'm glad he did. And is there somebody else I'm missing?
I believe that's all the check marks I've got.
I think I got.
You've got all nine.
I promise I will talk about each and every one of them when we have our banquet, because they mean so much to our program, and they will always be a part of our OP program from here on out to however long they are alive, which hopefully they're alive. And the, you know, the good thing, last thing I'll say about them is I feel good about their futures. All of them, I think, have a path to go, and I think they'll be very successful. And I look forward to watching them, and I look forward to hearing those phone calls from them or those texts from them down the road, and just seeing them around all the time.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking time to visit with us tonight after a tough-fought loss, 52-0 final score. Been a real treat to watch your team grow and progress on the season, as always. And we look forward to Monday with basketball practice.
Yeah. You know, first of all, thank you guys for covering us, and thanks for the listeners and the sponsors and all that helping do this. I want to say thank you to all you guys that are listening. Thanks for the support for this team and being there. And like Michael said, we'll start another season next week, and you're going to see a lot of same kids. I expect to hear from you. Hope to see you there. If not, listen on the radios when you get opportunities. And, you know, hopefully the rest of us all have safe travels home. Michael and Ken, you guys have safe travels. Stay warm. It's not too bad. It's not too bad out here. So, but thank you guys very much.
Yeah, thank you, Coach Schmidt. Go get in the locker room and get warmed up here in the shorts, his usual shorts, and long sleeves now. He's progressed to long sleeves underneath that. But we'll step aside and wrap up the Rich Store Company postgame show, get Ken Hansen back on the headset, and kind of summarize our season we had, try and get some score updates from around the area, and kind of preview our basketball schedule. But you have been listening to OP Playoff Football on 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner. Area High School Football being brought to you by Boone Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agents Brian Fillinger and Dylan Redeker. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
We welcome you back one final time. Area Game of the Week postseason coverage here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Ken, we've graced all three stations in our weeks, whether it's on the country, on the mix, or now on the AM. But the Eagles conclude their season tonight with a 52-0 loss to Jefferson County North, 8-3 season. And it's been a fun one, Ken, with you.
Yeah, it has been, Michael.
Going throughout the weeks, we've covered some good football.
Yes, we have.
Whether it be on the 11-man ranks or in the 8-man ranks, Chase County appears to have fallen to Care Paravel, 48-23, I believe, working on that final. But that would conclude our postseason coverage of those two teams tonight. But congratulations to Derek Buckey on another fine season, and obviously to Coach Schmidt, too. I mean, obviously, it's never easy talking to Coach Schmidt after a loss, and even so when it's the loss like we saw tonight. But 8-3, still a very many teams would love for an 8-3, you know, round of eight, you know, record. You know, seven straight years for Coach Schmidt in the round of eight. And as we mentioned, he's got a young nucleus, graduating nine, but those freshmen, sophomores, and juniors getting will have an experienced team coming back next year.
And he will use this game to be a motivational tool for the off-season workouts and for everything else going forward. And just to remember the feeling that they've had tonight. But there's so many positive things. Like you said, they battled through all those injuries this year. And to still make it this far in state and to lose to a really, 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 this is a really good team. But let's use that for next year. And when you're thinking you don't want to do weights, when you're thinking you don't want to do some conditioning, he will remind them of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know that's what happened. As he mentioned, after that 2018 loss to Smith Center, that 59-0 was plastered everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. But so that concludes football. Now we'll get into basketball in about a month, almost a month to the day. We'll begin our basketball coverage on December 12th. That's Tuesday, December 12th. Lebo on the road at Hartford. And then we'll have two more games before the Christmas break. Lebo at Opie on Friday, December 15th, and Northern Heights at Chase County on Tuesday, December 19th. But
it's hard to believe we're talking basketball.
I know it. It's hard to believe. Of course, practice dead week's over.
Yeah.
Practice begins on Monday for winter sports.
Yeah, and Chris is probably looking at hoping that St. Mary's would beat Colgan tonight and get a play next week and have another week without practice.
I don't think that's going to happen. Colgan was leading St. Mary's 27-0 heading into the third quarter. Other scores from around the area, 46-27 was the last update from Nemaha Central, Osage City. Nemaha Central with the lead. Conway Springs was leading Marion 21-14. Final for Medicine Lodge in Valley Heights, 48-30 in favor of Medicine Lodge. We mentioned previously that Linden was victorious over West Elk, 58-12. Chase County concluding their season, 48-23. And then after five overtimes, Waverly losing the Tescott, 52-45. Remind you guys, we're back in action tomorrow afternoon with a full slate of games on our KBWE airwaves. Texas Tech at KU at 11 a.m. on 1400 a.m. Emporia State football regular season finale at Fort Hays State University, 1 p.m. kick. Pre-game coverage beginning at noon on Mix 104.9, and then the MIAA GAC Challenge from live from Wyatt Auditorium. Lady Hornets in action against Harding, tip-off around 1:15, and Southwestern Oklahoma against the men team, 3 p.m. That game heard on Country 101.7 FM. You can hear me broadcasting live, filling in for Blake Cripps, who will be in Fort Hays.
Michael, I'm happy for you.
Looking
That's
forward to it.
That's pretty cool.
That's, you know, especially when you got Opie Macy Smith on there, called a lot of games for Macy. Gracie Gilpin with Emporia High, former Lady Spartan, called her in your, Flint Hills Optimus League game.
Yep.
All-star game. So, yeah, looking forward to tomorrow afternoon, full slate of games. I do really just want to thank you, Ken, for being my partner. First full season of football with us, and enjoyed the drives, enjoyed the stories that I've absorbed from you, and I look forward to basketball season.
Yeah, same here, buddy. And I'm thankful I get to do games with you.
Absolutely. It's been a fun treat, Ken. Obviously looked up to you growing up, and it's just a real treat to have you a part of our staff.
Oh, and I'm just thankful for Ron and everybody at KVOE that give us this opportunity to do the games. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Ron Thomas, Tim Miller, our sales manager, Blake Cripps, Dylan Sherwood doing our pre-game interviews all week long. I mean, he's got a full slate. Everyone's got a full slate.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Our board op, basically our studio engineer between Connie and Iris. Thank you for getting us on the air and working us through things and, all that stuff behind the scenes. We appreciate everyone that does that. Obviously, the listeners at home can't do that without you. And obviously, the sponsorship that make these broadcasts possible. And I do want to give one shout-out to my wife. Can't do that without her. Three young kids at home makes it tough on a Friday night being away. But much love to my wife, Cassie, for allowing me to do this as a glorified hobby. But with that said, we'll wrap things up from Winchester. Jefferson County North defeats Opie 52-0. Want to wish all of the veterans a happy Veterans Day tomorrow. And we will talk to you another time. Stand tall, tackle all, no one fights alone. For Ken Hansen, I'm Michael Deeker. Have a good weekend.